From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has taken up the latest North Korean missile test of what is believed to be a new intercontinental ballistic missile. Jeffrey Feltman is the UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs.
Mr. President, this is the 13th time the Council has met to discuss the DPRK in 2017. The DPRK's repeated nuclear and missile tests over the past 2 years have created great tension on the Korean Peninsula and beyond. This dynamic must be reversed.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley warned the Council the North would be utterly destroyed if war should break out.
The dictator of North Korea made a choice yesterday that brings the world closer to war, not farther from it. We have never sought war with North Korea, and still today, we do not seek it. If war does come, it will be because of continued acts of aggression like we witnessed yesterday.
She called on all nations to cut ties with Pyongyang. President Donald Trump spoke by phone with his Chinese counterpart. The U.S. has called on Beijing to cut off the North's oil supply. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said new sanctions in the U.S. campaign of maximum pressure are also under discussion.
Some of this information is just being pulled together at this time, but it would essentially include the right to interdict transporting goods to and from North Korea. That could be a major new pressure point that could help in this overall campaign.
He also indicated an international meeting will be held in Canada to discuss better ideas in dealing with the North Korean threat. The issue of slavery was front and center at the opening Wednesday of the 5th European Union African Union Summit in Abidjan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said recent video images of migrants sold in Libya remind us to act quickly. Summit host Ivorian President Ouattara called on all urgent measures to end slave trading. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency Wednesday welcomed the decision taken by Libya to open a transit center for unaccompanied children and other migrants following reports that slave traders were selling them at markets in the North African country. It will allow the transfer of thousands of refugees to third countries. The Vatican said the moral authority of Pope Francis remains intact. Despite criticism from rights groups, he was not more forceful publicly in announcing the Myanmar government's crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
I find it really hard to think that the moral authority of the Pope is somehow diminished. People are not expected to solve impossible problems, and the moral authority of the Pope stands.
Burke said the Pope's lack of public condemnation does not take away from past statements he's made or what might have been said in private discussions with officials of Myanmar, also known as Burma. Francis ends his four-day visit Thursday and travels then to Bangladesh, where he's expected to meet with some of the more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims who fled Myanmar. Rival Palestinian factions Wednesday agreed to postpone the handover of control of Gaza from Hamas to Fatah by 10 days to December 10. Fatah official Fayez Abu Aita said the delay in the Egyptian-mediated agreement will allow for what he called a completion of arrangements. Both sides signed a reconciliation agreement in October in Cairo after Hamas agreed to hand over Gaza's administrative control to Fatah a decade after winning control. Disagreements over the fate of thousands of public employees has been among the issues raising tensions. A committee of OPEC, the oil-producing cartel, has recommended production cuts be carried over from April 1st to the end of 2018. The current production limit among the 24 oil-producing nations caps daily output at 1.8 million barrels. The cap was reached last year when oil bottomed out at $30 a barrel. Currently, it's trading at about $60. Flights have resumed at the international airport on the Indonesian resort island of Bali after nearly 3 days shutdown following an eruption of the nearby Mount Agung volcano. While the alert level remains at the highest, winds have shifted, blowing columns of volcanic ash away from the airport. Hundreds of flights had been canceled, affecting tens of thousands of people. A system-wide scheduling malfunction left thousands of American airline flights in December without pilots. The Allied Pilots Association said more than 15,000 flights during the peak holiday travel period in December, beginning December 17, were affected. Reserve pilots and pilots offered overtime pay were being pressed into service in a bid to avoid having to cancel flights, which could cost American Airlines millions in lost revenue. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.